正道的主题是保守自己尚在神的爱中。
Sermon topic is keep yourselves in God's love。
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning brothers and sisters。
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads to pray。
我天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we give you our thanks and praises。
感谢你赐下圣经作为我们生命的指引。
We thank you for giving us the Bible as our guidance。
你在圣经上面很清楚地去提醒我们要小心。
In the Bible, you have clearly reminded us to be careful。
要记得圣经里面对我们的提醒和警告。
We have to remember the reminders and warnings in the Bible。
因为后果是非常之严重。
Because there are serious consequences。
但我们实在是很容易被很多的事物和其他人的言论去影响。
But we indeed are easily influenced by what others say and do。
感谢你今天藉着你的话语再一次提醒我们。
We thank you that today you once again remind us through your word。
求你帮助我们。
Help us today。
叫我们留心你向我们所说的话。
So that we can pay more attention。To heed what you say to us.
也都求圣灵做感动的工作。
And may the Holy Spirit do the work of moving us.
我们属灵的生命可以被唤醒。
So that our spiritual life will be awakened.
在真道上面可以站稳。
So that we can stand firm in the truth.
在信上面能够去打美好的仗。
So we can fight the good fight for the Lord.
愿主你在今日得着你当得的荣耀。
May the Lord receive the glory that you are due.
我想祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名祈
祷。Our prayer is in the name of the Lord.Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请大家翻开圣经。
Let us open our Bibles.
我们打开犹大书。
Let us open the book of Jude.
圣经在犹大书里面去特别提醒教导我们。
Specifically reminds us and teaches us in the book of Jude.
要去坚守我们的信和圣经上面一直的教导。
To stand firm in our faith and the teachings consistently given throughout the Bible.
在第十七节他这样说。
In verse 17 it says,
亲爱的弟兄哦，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话，他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold.They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the spirit.
圣经在这里特别的去提醒我们。
The Bible here particularly reminds us.
在末世会有很多很懂讲话但是反对神的人。
In the last times, there are a lot of people who are good at speaking but who oppose God.
他们会用言语去攻击和分化教会。
They will use words to attack and divide the church.
例如同性恋的人会说教会应该接受同性恋的人在教会举行婚礼。
For example, some homosexuals may say churches should accept homosexuals to hold weddings in churches.
他们的理由是说，如果教会有爱的话，就应该要去接受。
If there is love in church, they should accept it.
也有些在网上的言论是指教会是伪善的。
Some views expressed on the internet criticize that the church is hypocritical.
他们说教会经常指人有罪。
Because she condemns others as sinful.
但是做神父的牧师的他们同样去犯罪。
But Catholic priests and Christian pastors commit similar sins.
但是教会却是包庇他们。
And yet the church gives protection to them.
这些言论令到很多的基督徒都赞成他们的说法。
This kind of views causes a lot of Christians to agree with what they say.
当教会不是一致的站在真理上面。
When the church is not standing firm in the truth in unity,
教会就很容易被分化。
It is easily divided.
但是圣经提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us.
这些事情圣经上面一早已经讲过。
This kind of things has been told in the Bible.
圣经说这种人有些特征。
The Bible tells us that these people have their own characteristics.
就是他们很懂得去看到人的软弱就去攻击人。
They are good good at finding the weaknesses in people and then attack them.
好多时候基督徒的软弱就会成为敌人攻击的机会。
Very often, the weaknesses of Christians become opportunities for the enemies to attack.
另外他们都主张要满足自己的欲望。
On the other hand, they maintain that one should satisfy his desires.
他们强调的是满足自己、满足人的需要是最重要的。
They emphasize that it is of utmost importance to satisfy a person's desires.
他们都鼓励人去结党，造成对立。
They also incite others to form cliques to confront.
另外，他们很多时候都很有怒气。
Furthermore, they are full of anger.
他们所做的完全都是反映出他们与神隔绝。
What they do completely reflect that they are alienated from God.
为了要面对这些人的攻击，圣经跟着这么说。
To face these people and their attacks, the Bible says,
亲爱的弟兄哦，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
But you, dear brothers, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
圣经告诉我们，基督徒的长进不是一个选择，而是一个必须。
The Bible tells us that the growth of a Christian is not a choice, but it is a necessity.
我们同时要经常的在神里面。
At the same time, we have to constantly remain in God.
我们才能够抵挡敌人的攻击。
Then we can withstand the attack from the enemies.
也都可以保护自己，不会那么容易是被人攻击。
And also, we can protect ourselves from being attacked.
以致亏欠神的荣耀。
Then we will fall short of God's glory.
这两节经文提到三方面。
These two verses mention three aspects.
第一方面是要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
The first aspect is build ourselves up in your most holy faith.
第二方面是在圣灵里面祷告。
The second aspect is pray in the Holy Spirit.
第三方面是保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
The third aspect is keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
第一方面是要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
The first aspect is to build yourselves up in your most holy faith.
在这节经文里面，真道在很多不同的英文译本都是译作信。
In various English versions, the words 真道 meaning the truth, are translated as faith.
即是说我们要在我们的信和在我们的真理上要去造就自己。
That means that we have to build ourselves up in the truth and in the faith.
大家都知道，如果我们要在真道和信上去建立自己，首先最重要的就是要熟习圣经。
We all know that to build ourselves up in the truth and faith, the first and foremost thing is to understand the Bible thoroughly.
但只是在知识上去熟习是不足够
的。 But understanding merely in the form of knowledge is not sufficient.
要在信和真道里面成长。
We have to grow in faith and the truth.
必须要通过应用神的话在我们生活上才可以达到。
Must be through the words of God.
即是说呢，当我们学过一段经文之后呢，
That means after we read or study a passage,
我们必须要去问。
We must ask,
我们可以怎样在我们生活上的处境去应用。
How can we apply this in our actual daily life situations?
例如圣经告诉我们，听一个基督徒最重要的生命特质是爱。
For example, the Bible tells us that the most important life characteristic of a Christian is love.
当我们看到约翰一书第三章第十四节，
When we read 1 John chapter 3 verse 14,
他说我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得已经出死入生了，没有爱心的仍住在死中。
It is written, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death.
当我们看到圣经说爱是一个新造人的特征，
When we read from the Bible that love is the characteristic of a new creation,
神将爱放在每一个新造的人心里面。
God puts love in the heart of a new creation.
当你看到这段经文的时候， 你就应该要问。
After you read this passage, you have to ask.
如果我冇爱心嘅话，其实我仍系住喺死里面。
If I do not have love, I actually remain in death.
而当我哋成为基督徒之后
，and also after we become Christians.
主耶稣基督喺马太福音第22:37-40亦都咁话。
The Lord Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew 22:33-40。
耶稣对他说：你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself."All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
圣经话爱神是最大的诫命。
The Bible tells us that the greatest commandment is love.
第二是爱人如己。
The second one is love your neighbor as yourself.
所以保罗都说爱人就是完全了律法。
Therefore, the apostle Paul says, he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
同时当你听到在圣经在哥林多前书16:14这样说，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
Therefore, when you hear the Bible's teaching in 1 Corinthians 16:14, do everything in love.
特别是凡你所做的。
Particularly everything we do.
咁跟住我哋就要问我哋同我哋身边人嘅相处，我哋自己嘅态度同埋想法要有啲咩嘅改变。
Then we have to ask the interactions that we have with other people around us.What changes should we make in our attitude and our way of thinking?
圣经中多次的提到我们的信要表明在我们的行为上面。
The Bible mentions many times that our faith has to be manifested in our deeds.
因为没有行为的信心是死的。
Because faith without deeds is dead.
所以当你看到这些经文告诉我们要去爱的时候。
Therefore, when you read these scriptures telling us to love.
如果我们仍然是对我们身边的人，我们有一份的苦涩和仇恨。
If we still have bitterness and hatred toward the people around us.
我们的信和我们的知识是死的。
Our faith and our knowledge is dead.
有一次呢，太太不能够在家煮饭。
Once my wife could not cook at home.
那我就说等我来煮吧。
I said I would do it.
不过简单一点，不如炒饭吧。
But let me do something simple. Let me do fried rice.
那太太就将炒饭每个步骤都告诉我。
So my wife told me every step for making fried rice.
那我就去煮吧。
Then I went ahead to make it.
那当太太回来看到我的炒饭呢，我就立刻问我。
When my wife saw my fried rice, the first thing that she asked me,
你有没有将煮好的饭先等入雪柜，等它冻了先来炒呢？
Did you keep the cooked rice in the fridge and let it cool down completely before you fried it?
那事实我是虽然听了她这么说。
The fact of the matter was, although I had heard what she said,
但我觉得跟着她做很难的，因为又要等，很浪费时间。
I felt that it was too hard to follow because I had to wait and it's time consuming.
所以虽然我知道，但我没有跟着她做。
So, although I knew it, I did not follow.
我以为不是很重要的。
I thought it was not important.
结果呢，是炒到一撇东西。
The result was very gluggy rice.
两个仔女都不会吃。
Both of my children refused to eat it.
所以呢，同样一样东西，如果我们知道圣经的道理，没行出来。
Similarly, if we only know the Bible teachings and do not put them into practice.
不会对我们的信有长进有果效。
They will not help us to reap the effects of faith.
圣经里面第二样嘢话俾我听要做嘅，系要喺圣灵里面去祷告。
The second thing that the book of Jude tells us to do is to pray in the spirit.
喺度我想先问一问大家，你哋经常去为咩事去祷告咧
？First of all, I want to ask you, what do you constantly pray about?
喺圣灵里面祷告，第一方面我哋留意嘅系我哋为咩事情去祷告。
Praying in the spirit. The first thing that we pay attention to is what we pray about.
喺路加福音第21:36，主耶稣基督教训我哋。
In Luke 21:36。The Lord Jesus Christ teaches us.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要将来的事。 得以站立在人子面前。
Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
主耶稣说我们在人生中会发生一些事情。
The Lord Jesus says some things will happen in our lives.
是我们现在就应该要开始为自己去祷告。
Starting from now, we have to pray for ourselves.
目的是要得以站立在人子的面前。
The purpose is being able to stand before the Son of Man.
即是说主耶稣基督提醒我们。
That means the Lord Jesus Christ reminds us.
我们怎样去面对我们今生所遭遇的。
How we encounter in life.
是跟我们将来怎样站在主面前是有关。
Is pertinent to how we stand before the Lord in future.
主耶稣基督提醒我们，我们现在就应该要为自己去祷告。
Therefore, the Lord reminds us to start praying for ourselves now.
当然我们都应该为身边的人去祷告。
And surely, we should also pray for those around us.
我们的重心是应该集中在将来要面对主的事情上面。
The focus is for us to face the Lord in future.
是我们怎样去今生对事情的反应，我们的应对，去为他们祷告。
And we pray for our attitude and how we face the things that we encounter in life.
我们将来发生的事情可能会遇到一些诱惑。
What we will face in future, there may be some temptations.
又可能是一些危机。
Or perhaps some crisis.
又或者是遇到一些假的教导。
Or perhaps some false teachings.
我们随时都会遇到一些事情令到我们去跌倒。
Anytime we may encounter situations that will cause us to fall.
我们应该要现在开始就为我们自己和家人去祷告。
We should start praying for ourselves and our family members now.
但是我们应该怎么去祷告呢？
But how should we pray?
同样在路加福音主给我们一 个榜样。
Also in the book of Luke, the Lord gives us an example.
在路加福音的第22章32节，主耶稣基督为彼得的祷告。
It is the Lord's prayer for Peter in Luke chapter 22 verse 32.
他说，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
主耶稣基督教导我们有三个的重点，我们需要去祷告。
The Lord tells us that there are three focuses that we should pray about.
基督徒的跌倒在神的掌权之下是会发生。
Sometimes under God's sovereignty, Christians may fall.
但第一个重点就是，如果我们跌倒的话，不至于失了信心。
But the main point is, even when we fall, we will not lose faith.
第二方面，我们祷告的是有一天会回头。
The second point is that one day we will turn back.
然后最后的就是，当我们回头的时候可以坚固你的弟兄。
And thirdly, after we turn back, we will strengthen our brothers.
我们应该要信任神的主权和保守。
We have to obey God's sovereignty and rely on His protection.
如果不是神的容许，事情是不会发生在我们身上。
Without God's permission, things will not happen to us.
但如果事情发生的话，
But if things do happen,
我们就应该去祈求神，叫我们不要失去这个信心。
We should pray to God for us not to lose faith in Him.
更加求神将不好的遭遇变成建立其他基督徒的机会。
We also pray to God to use these bad experiences to be opportunities to build up other Christians.
我认识一个年轻的人。
I know a young man.
他很小就已经是回住学。
When he was young, he started going to Sunday school.
他的圣经知识非常之好。
He had very good Bible knowledge.
但是当他去到中学的时候，
But when he came to high school,
他就完全的去离。
He completely turned away from God.
这个年轻人的父母不断地为他祷告。
This young man's parents continued to pray for him constantly.
始终都没什么改变。
But they did not see much change.
但是当这个年轻人当他入了大学的时候，
But after this young man went to university,
神竟然差遣有三个的朋友将他带回去神的身边。
God sent three friends to bring him back to God.
以至于他能够用他的经历 去話俾其他嘅年青人聽。
So that with his experience, he could tell other young people.
雖然喺呢個過程當中，佢嘅父母係好難過。
Although during the process, his parents were very sad.
但係當佢哋睇翻嘅時候，你會睇得到。
When they looked back, they could see.
喺神嘅主權之下，呢個年青人係會跌倒。
Under God's sovereignty, this young man would fall.
但係神應允佢會回頭。
But God promised that he would turn back.
而佢生命嘅經歷卻能夠幫助到同一遭遇嘅年輕人。
And also what he experienced in life, he could help those young people who had the same experience.
講到聖靈嘅禱告第二方面。
The second aspect about praying in the Holy Spirit.
係叫我哋讓聖經嘅話去塑造我哋嘅禱告。
Is that we should use the words of the Bible to mold our prayers.
因為聖經係由聖靈感動神嘅工人寫成。
The Bible was written by the workers of God under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果你每日都有讀聖經，日夜都有思想神嘅話呢？
So if you read the Bible every day and meditate on the words of God day and night,
你嘅禱告就會被神嘅話去塑造。
Your prayers are molded by the words of God.
你嘅禱告亦都會容易被聖靈所引導。
Your prayers will be easily guided by the Holy Spirit.
好多時候我哋可以喺聖經裏面睇到有神嘅人嘅禱告。
Very often we can see the people of God pray in the Bible.
我哋可以去通過呢個禱告去學習點樣去向神禱告。
Through their prayers, we can learn how to pray to God.
舉個例，
For example,
有一段嘅禱告咧，係我從來都冇留意過。
There is a prayer which I did not take much notice before.
但係喺我預備今次嘅正道裏邊咧，我睇到。
But I noticed it when I prepared today's sermon.
喺歷代志上嘅第四章第九到第十節。
It is in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verses 9 to 10.
找到的我們一起讀。
Let us read together.
亞比斯比他眾弟兄更尊貴，他母親給他起名叫亞比斯，意思說我生他甚是痛苦。亞比斯就求告以色列的神說，甚願你賜福愛我，擴張我的境界，常與我同在，保守我不遇患難，不受艱苦。神就應允他們禱告。
Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the Lord of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain.And God granted his request.
坦白說呢，我從來都不知道有亞比斯這個人。
Frankly speaking, I never knew there's such a person as Jabez.
我都沒有看過這個禱告。
I had not noticed this prayer.
但當我看到這個禱告的時候，
But after I saw this prayer,
表面上來看呢，好像他是為了俗世的事情。
On the surface, it looked like that he was praying for worldly things.
但呢，其實當我們以屬靈的眼光去看的時候，
But if we look at it with spiritual insight,
他可以很簡單地去引導我們怎樣去禱告。
He can lead us how to pray.
首先他告訴我們，神甚願你賜福與我們。
First of all, he tells us that to ask God to bless us.
他認定了神是唯一能夠拯救去幫助我們。
He can identify that God is the only one that can save and that can help us.
如果我們在禱告上面，我們可以這樣去跟神說。
If we can say this in our prayer,
神啊，我信你。
God, I believe in you.
因為你是唯一能夠幫助我賜福給我。
Because you are the only oneThat can help me and bless me.
没任何的世界的事物可以比你赐的福更加的好。
No other thing in the world can give me so much blessings as you.
跟着他说你扩张我的境界。
And then he continues to say,Enlarge my territory.
其實我們是不應該只是滿足於僅僅得救。
We should not be satisfied with being merely saved.
我們應該祈求神在屬靈的恩賜上去加添我們。
We should ask for God to let us grow in spiritual gifts.
去將屬靈的果子在我們身上生長出來。
And for us to grow the spiritual fruit.
跟著他提到說常與我們同在。
And he also mentions that always be with us.
這個也是聖經一路的教導。
This is the consistent teaching in the Bible.
更加是今日猶大書裡面的主要的一部分。
And also it is a main component in the book of Jude.
因為如果我們不在神裡面。
Because if we are not in God.
如果神不是與我們同在。
If God is not with us,
我们是没办法去面对我们的人生。
Then we cannot face our life.
跟着他说，保守我们不遭患难，不受艰苦。
And then he continues to say, keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain.
最大的患难，最大的艰苦是什么呢？
What is the greatest harm and pain?
就是当你见主面的时候，你要在云外哀哭切切。
That is, when you see the Lord, you have to be outside with weeping and gnashing of teeth.
身边的人去未能够认识主，
or the people around us do not yet know the Lord.
嘅永恒将喺火湖里边。
Their eternity will be in the lake of fire.
当你求神去保佑我哋唔好遭患难，唔受艰苦。
When you ask God to keep us from harm and to be free from pain,
呢个只系一个嘅举例。
This is only an example.
可能你会喺圣经上边有好多嘅经文，你会有好大嘅感动。
Or perhaps there are lot of passages in the Bible that move you profoundly.
当你去读到圣经的时候，
When you read the Bible,
你可以用你自己的处境和你的经历去祷告。
You can pray with the situation that you are in and your experience.
圣灵会藉着他所讲的话语去引导我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us through His word.
在第三方面，
The third aspect,
如果你真的遇到这个情况，你觉得很软弱，没能力祷告。
If in some situation,if you feel weak and you don't have the strength to pray,
你可以跪在神面前去求去怜悯。
You can kneel before God to ask for His mercy,
等候神的领带领。
And to wait for the leading of God.
因为罗马书第八章第二十六节咁话，
Romans chapter 8 verse 26 tells us,
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
很多时候，当我们完全俯伏在神面前，依靠神的怜悯。
Very often, when we completely rely on God's mercy,
圣灵会在这个时候引导我们怎么去祷告。
At this moment, the Holy Spirit will guide us to pray.
犹大书提到的第三样，也是最重要的一样。
The third thing mentioned in Jude,and that is the most important thing.
叫我们去做的是保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
It tells us, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
圣经在希伯来书同样的教导我们。
The Bible has a similar teaching in the book of Hebrews.
要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
如果我们留意到犹大书这段经文英文的翻译，
If we take note of the English translation of Jude,
是指当我们仰望耶稣的时候，
we can see that when we wait for our Lord Jesus,
我们就能常在神的爱中。
We can keep ourselves in God's love.
耶稣基督是我们救恩和信心的基石。
Jesus Christ is the foundation rock of our salvation and faith.
完全是因为主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上面。
Solely because the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross,
我们才可以和神重新建立一个和好的关系。
We can establish a reconciled relationship with God.
圣灵才会降临在基督徒身上。
Then the Holy Spirit will stay in Christians.
引导我们明白真理和怎样去祷告。
To guide us to understand the truth and how to pray.
而我们祷告，我们是因为主耶稣基督的名而得到神的垂听。
And when we pray, Because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then our prayers are heard by God. When we keep ourselves in God's love through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be sure that our spirit and soul are being guarded. Our spirit and body are being guarded till we stand before the glorious God. Here, once again, we see the teaching about the consistent teaching. About the grace of God and the response of man. The Bible teaches us to build ourselves up in faith. It teaches us to pray in the Holy Spirit. For us to put God's word into practice, we have to rely on the grace of God. It is also by grace that our prayers are heard. When we wait for the Lord alone and obey the teachings of the Bible, we can keep ourselves in the love of God and receive His protection until eternity. Once when I was working in the hospital, a stroke patient was very weak and easily got exhausted. If I had to give him training in mobility, he had to be given the opportunity to rest beforehand. So I had a discussion with the nurse on duty and agreed on the procedures for this patient the next day. For example, what time he should get up and take a shower and then return to bed for rest, so that he could have sufficient energy to participate in the training I would give him. But came the next day, they did not follow the procedure as planned the previous day. Surely this patient did not have enough energy to do what I wanted. When I checked with the head nurse, I found that another nurse was on duty. When the head nurse try to find out the reason, this nurse was very angry and stated a lot of reasons.
当时呢,
at that time, I was a bit irritated. But I reminded myself to be patient.
到了第二天,
the next day, I met him again at the nurse station.
本来我心里面呢,
at first, I was not happy to see him. But I remember that I said to myself before, Christians should manifest the Lord Jesus before men to manifest the way of life. Then immediately I prayed. I prayed and asked God to help me so I could glorify Him through this. Then, as if something pushed me, I smiled at Him and shook hands with Him and introduced myself to him. And unimaginably, he apologized to me. He also told me that he had just graduated.
当时呢,他没有照到原本所约定的程序去照顾这个病人。
That day, he could not follow the agreed procedure to help this patient.
因为他做得很忙乱,
because he had too much work and got disorganized.
所以, 当护士长问佢嘅时候
，So when the head nurse checked with him，
佢就制造一啲好多嘅藉口嚟到去希望唔会有事。
He made up a lot of excuses to cover up。
于是我同佢讲咗一啲鼓励同埋安慰嘅说话。
Then I gave him some words of comfort and encouragement。
喺呢件事情上边，我睇到自己我同其他人都系一般嘅性情。
From this incident, I could see that I, like the other people, had the same nature。
要去爱人，要去忍耐，我哋嘅心里边一定有难做。
To love others and to be patient, there are some hindrances in our heart。
我好感谢主，让我喺呢个经历中，我好快就见到佢嘅恩典。
I thank the Lord that through this experience, I could immediately see His grace。
其实一个基督徒点样去学会去爱人
？How do Christians learn to love others？
就系当神将你放喺一啲唔可爱嘅人当中。
It is when God puts us among people who are not lovable。
基督徒点样学识去喜乐
？How do Christians learn to be joyful？
就系当神放我哋喺一啲完全冇喜乐嘅处境当中。
It is when God puts us in situations that are not at all joyful。
一个基督徒点样学识去忍耐
？How do Christians learn to be patient？
就系当我哋做样嘢都好有阻滞嘅时候。
It is when we encounter hindrances in everything we do。
对于神喺圣经里边所教导嘅真理。
Pertaining to the truth that the Bible teaches，
如果我哋冇实际嘅行出嚟
，If we do not put them into practice，
我哋就只有头脑嘅知识。
Then we only have head knowledge，
对我哋同埋我哋身边嘅人一啲都冇好处。
It does not do any good to us and those around us，
亦都唔能够喺真理或者信心上边去造就自己。
And it cannot build ourselves up in the truth or faith，
但其实我能够行出嚟唔系我嘅能力。
However， when I could put it into practice， it was in fact not through my strength。
当我想到主耶稣基督，我就去祷告。
When I remembered the Lord Jesus， I started to pray。
神用佢嘅恩典保守咗我，能够与人和睦。
By God's grace， He kept me in a peaceful relationship with others。
唔会喺人面前跌倒。
So that I would not stumble before others。
让我能够有机会有一日可以向佢传福音。
So that He gave me an opportunity to share the gospel with him one day。
神更加赐俾我有喜乐嘅心。
God also gave me a joyful heart。
喺呢度我哋可以做一个总结。
Here we can give a summary。
圣经一早已经向我哋警告过。
The Bible already foretold us。
喺末世里面，基督徒嘅信仰一定会受到好多嘅攻击。
In the last times，The Christian faith will face a lot of attacks。
基督徒一定要成长。
Christians must grow。
呢个唔系一个选择。
This is not a choice。
系一定要。
This is a necessity。
基督徒要喺实践真道上造就自己。
Christians should build themselves up in the way of putting the truth into practice。
要喺圣灵里边经常为自己嘅信同埋属灵生命去祷告。
They should also constantly pray for the truth and the faith in spirit。
我们常常要提醒自己。
We should always remind ourselves。
有一天我们要站在神的面前。
One day we will stand before God。
我们对今生事物的反应会直接影响我们的永生。
Our reactions to people and things in this life will directly have an impact on our eternal life。
更重要的呢是要常常去仰望我们的主耶稣基督的怜悯。
But more importantly, we have to constantly wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
依靠主的恩典去保守自己常在神的爱中。
We rely on God's grace to keep ourselves always in the grace of God.
我们就能够有信心，有这个肯定。
Then we can have the confidence and assurance.
好像犹大书最后一段这样
说。 As written in the last passage of Jude,
我们可以欢欢喜喜的站在荣耀的神面前。
We can stand before God happily.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads to pray.
我们先上阿爸父。
Our Heavenly Father，
我们感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks and praises。
感谢你藉着圣经去教导同埋激励我们。
We thank you for teaching us and encouraging us through the Bible。
你亦藉着你的话语去安慰同引导我们。
Through your word you comfort us and guide us。
主啊，我们在这里求你。
Lord we plead to you。
甚愿你赐福与我。
We hope that you will bless me。
主啊，求你赐福给以勒家的每一个弟兄姊妹。
Lord Lord, may you bless each one of the Jairus family. Because only with your grace, then we can receive true blessings. May you enable brothers and sisters to see that the heavenly blessings are the greatest blessings. And which they can keep until eternity. May you enlarge my territory.
天父,
Lord, may you increase the spiritual fruit on us.
求你给我们有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
May you give us love, peace, and joy.
你帮助我们能够忍耐、有恩慈、有良善。
May you help us to be patient, to be kind, and to be good.
亦都帮助我们能够信实、温柔、节制。
And help us to be faithful, gentle, and have self-control.
求你叫我们不要只是满足在属地上的享乐。
Lord, may you help us not to be satisfied merely on enjoyments on earth.
扩张我们的眼界。
Enlarge our horizon.
让我们看到什么才是最珍贵。
So that we can see what is the most precious.
求你常与我同在。
May you be constantly with me.
主啊，因为我们离了你，就什么不能做。
Lord, because away from you, we can do nothing.
求你保佑我不遭患难。
May you keep me from harm or pain.
不受艰难。
And without pain.
主啊，对于每一个弟兄姊妹，我们求你怜悯。
Lord, may you have mercy on each one of our brothers and sisters.
求你照着你的应许，让我们不至于失掉信心。
May you, through your promise, we will not lose faith.
将来我们见你面的时候，我们能够欢欢喜喜地站在你面前。
So that in future, when we see you face to face, we can come to see you with great joy.
对于在慕道当中的朋友和微信的家人。
And for those who are seeking the truth and our family members who are not yet believers,
天父，我求你帮助怜悯。
Lord, may you help them and have mercy on them.
让他们能够在见你的时候可以逃避火湖的刑罚。
So that when they see you, they can escape from the punishment of the lake of fire.
让我求你。
Lord, we plead to you.
求你将他们作出你的呼唤。
They will respond to your call.
以至于他们认识到主耶稣基督成为他们个人的救主。
So that one day they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So they can return and come back to you.
圣经说过，神就应允他所求的。
The Bible tells us that God answered his prayer.
神，我深信你会听我们的祷告。
Lord, we believe that you will hear our prayer.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名义祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.